This school year, 1,100 zero-emission school buses have replaced older diesel models in California, part of a state and federal effort to reduce air pollution and improve children's health. The EPA Clean School Bus Program, part of President Biden's bipartisan infrastructure law, dedicated $5 billion to the switchover nationwide. However, Carolina Chacon with the Alliance for Electric School Buses says more than 500,000 diesel school buses are still in use across the country.
They are incredibly polluting, not just for the environment, for air quality, but they're very harmful to children's respiratory health. Diesel pollution is associated with cognitive performance issues. For kids whose lungs and brains are still developing, it's especially bad.
The Los Angeles Unified School District recently committed to fully electrify its fleet. By next year, the district will deploy 180 electric school buses, which are expected to cut maintenance and fuel costs by $2 million a year. LAUSD Transportation Director Daniel Kang says overnight, when the buses are charging, they can generate even more revenue.
The batteries can be used as power to go back to the grid. It's also a win-win for the local utility company. And then also a win to the district because the estimation is about $6,000 in revenue per bus per year back to the district.
Utilities are adding capacity, so large fleets of buses can charge overnight without overloading the grid. LAUSD bus driver Isaac Aquino says the new electric buses are much quieter, more comfortable, and functional compared to older models.
This bus is clean, smells new, the air conditioning works great, but I'm able to get the additional work, like for football teams and marching band, because of the size of it. This also has a wheelchair spot in the back, so that enables me to do more work as well.
Many districts do still retain some diesel models for use on long field trips. This story was produced with original reporting by Hannah Wallace for Reasons to Be Cheerful. This is Suzanne Potter reporting. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.